Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 3rd of February. According to social media posts from US President Trump's account, the United States has done a trade deal with India. This will lower the tariff paid by US firms to 18% from the current 25%, and an additional 25% tariff related to India's purchases of Russian oil will not be levied. According to the Trump social media posts, India has pledged to buy US goods, but the markets are likely to treat this pledge as having the same weight as other countries' similar pledges and just ignore that. Will the tariff reduction do anything to lessen the US affordability crisis? Probably not. India accounts for less than 3% of US imports of goods, and any tariffs already passed through to the consumer are unlikely to be reversed. Tariffs are passed on when they're increased, but remarkably do not seem to be passed on so readily when they are cut. France is offering the preliminary reading of its January consumer price inflation figures. Basically, there isn't any inflation, and this has allowed the French economy to perform relatively well, in spite of the various political issues that suck up the attention of headline writers. It's a reminder that when people have rising real incomes, the background noise of politics rarely has that much of an economic impact. There is still little to no expectation of anything interesting coming out of the ECB anytime soon, so the data is not likely to animate financial markets. There is the ECB's bank lending survey due today as well, and that is of some interest, but European growth is not really credit dependent. Gold prices stopped falling overnight. A further significant decline might have started to have some economic consequences, but simply removing the froth and allowing economic fundamentals to assert themselves is not especially economically significant. At the margin, a more fundamentally driven gold price might provide a better signal about market perceptions of political risks in particular. The corrosion of the international standing of the United States and questions by international investors about the domestic rule of law were part of the fundamentally inspired higher move in gold prices earlier on. The Reserve Bank of Australia raised interest rates overnight. This was expected by the markets, as Australian inflation has been above target and is projected to remain so. The move has limited international ramifications. The UK has room to cut. The US Federal Reserve needs an insurance rate cut or two to guard against labour market weakness. And the European Central Bank is clearly in a state of masterful inactivity. Policy at the moment is increasingly a local phenomenon. That's all for today. Have a good day.